Welcome to the Tax Answers Advisor, where financial healing begins. Coming to you from the Studio 809 Community Podcast Studio at The Next Us, a professional cooperative environment for small businesses in downtown Colorado Springs. I am Marcelino Dodge, EA and Certified Tax Representation Consultant, your host and guide here on the Tax Answers Advisor. Each week, we shine light into dark corners of tax stress, the sleepless nights, the unopened IRS letters, and the heavy worry that something's gone too far to fix. But here's the truth. You're not alone, and it's never too late to find relief. Whether you're facing unfiled tax returns, surprise tax bills, or debts left behind by others, we're here to replace fear and confusion with clarity and calm. Just as healing hands restore the body's balance, the right tax guidance can restore your financial peace. Together, we'll move past embarrassment and frustration toward confidence and freedom. If you're ready to take that first step toward peace of mind, visit taxreliefcall.com, your direct path to personalized help and lasting financial healing. Now, let's begin transforming your tax burdens into confident steps forward. Stay with us for this very special episode so you can know the exact next steps to move forward with confidence and finally get tax answers you deserve and some relaxation along the way. This week, we have a very special guest, Vernon Burgess of Solor LLC, as we will discuss how tax relief and clinical massage can both be beneficial for you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yes, welcome, Vernon. Please introduce yourself and share some of your background.
Oh, hello. My name is Vernon Burgess. I am a massage practitioner for over 16 years. I've been guiding people to better health and wellness and guiding them through the process to have basically so they can feel better and get rid of the pain and anguish they've been suffering on for all their lives. I started an entire YouTube channel so that way I can guide people on how to do this themselves. So I come out, you know, I believe in the phrase, you know, sometimes you have to take time off life so that way you can, well, work on yourself. So, and I guide people to do that to get better on their own, taking away basically simple things like runner's knee, tensions in the body, immobility, anything you got going on, headaches, migraines. I show that on my YouTube channel.
Hey, that's great. YouTube channel, even so much just full of surprises, aren't you, Vernon, there? That's great. So just going to discuss a few things here. People always sometimes wonder, okay, you talk about tax, which is what I do here all the time. But as I like to visit, I've visited with you ahead of time. I always like to remind people that I'm in a healing business. It's just a different type of healing business, just like you're in a healing business, which is why I think we can sit here and converse about this because we both essentially do a lot of the same things in helping people to relax, get peace of mind, be able to sleep better at night. So I think it works out good for both of us. And I like being able to visit with this because it puts a different perspective on solving people's tax problems.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. So do you find as you talk to or as you work with people, because I know I encountered this in the tax business, is that when there's unsolved tax problems, there's usually some type of energy being blocked from things. And so how do you discover that when it comes to stress in the body and so on with the massage?
Body and energy correlate. Without one, the other is not properly basically giving its all. So you got to work on the body to reignite it, to rehabilitate it, to mitigate off the freaking tensions of that. Then you'll be able to work on your mental stability, and it's going to correlate even better, reconnecting with everything better. If your body is in pain because you've been slouching, working on your taxes or in other things in business, and getting in there with your body curling, because, you know, just getting into things and stiffening and getting by, your body and your mind will not connect. So if you get that body to feel better, you'll be able to focus more on your work and your environment and enjoying your life. And you'll be able to finally correlate, get better.
Correlate, yeah. See, one thing that working with individuals, oftentimes they have, I guess I could term it as like kind of like a side effect of having tax issues is that they're getting themselves, they get their energies out of balance, we could say, that they're out of sync, they get tight muscles and such because they have all this worry going on in their head.
Too much worry in their head, too much worry in their spirit and their energies, and their body gets affected. Mm-hmm. But if you don't heal the body manually, vigorously, mitigate it, you're not going to reconnect. Mm-hmm. And no matter how hard you try, it will take a long time of yoga, a long time of this and that. And you get somebody to work it out in like less than 2 hours. And it took you years to try to get something going mm-hmm. on self-therapy and what you know and what you've learned. That's why I got everything going for me to do all this for you. So I'm teaching you and guiding you to do that. Get your frequencies getting feeling better, tuning, sound bowls, sound baths, music. Mm-hmm. Listen to your music.
And music can be very calming. Right along with that, we go, that's where coming in and solving the tax problem can actually help you do that. So if you are a person out there, as you listen to this and you're thinking, well, okay, I got this tax issue. And it goes right along with the other part that you said is that sometimes it takes years for them to get into tax problems. and they build up over time. And just as with various therapies and what you're doing, it doesn't happen overnight.
It doesn't. When you start doing taxes at 16 or 18 or 24, like some people, but you started doing taxes every year, either quarterly or yearly, but it just drowns you every single year. It gets more complicated each year. It gets more and more, you know, you got to gather more, put things together. It's like myself. How do I de-stress from my taxes? Through music and through seance, through meditation, through massage, is that I'll get everything done in one or two days, knock it out, and then boom, I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
So, but you got to breathe through it. Mm-hmm. You got to energize. You got to get up, walk around, get your mind off it for a moment. You mm-hmm. got to get your energy straight again and basically connecting with you and your body. Don't slouch into your taxes. Mm-hmm. Don't slouch into your finances. Stay straight, stay versatile, stay mobile. Do Qigong in your chair. I do Qigong, teach Qigong, inspire people through Qigong and body movement and body work. Mm-hmm. But if you're not correlating yourself, you're not getting your energies going as you move your body, do it at the same time. Don't just say, I'm working on my energies being stiff, you're meditating. No. You got to be doing Qigong, which is body movement and healing with your energies, with your frequencies, and also self massage at the same time you're doing all of that, taking that moment. Yes. It's called multitasking. You're self-healing. It works really well. You're getting mm-hmm. your mind's going to be off taxes by doing all of these things at once. Yes. And then you'll be able to get your mind just refreshed. Mm-hmm. You're refreshed. Mm-hmm. This is what I do for everything. I literally take my mind off life and focus on self.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's really great. And I like your experience there because you talked about, looks like you get your tax, you have a time period that you work on, you get all your tax stuff together. But you think about it, you're organized tax-wise. Nope. Oh, you're not?
Nope.
Well, or let me put it another way.
I'm bad with
you're probably current.
Nope.
You're not current? Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You're working on it. Okay. Well, either way, when we work on it, we're going to work on it and see, because a lot of people I work with, they could be 6, 7, 8 years behind since they filed a tax return. And we talk about the stress of just having 1 year, trying to work on 1 year. I work on getting that stress relieved for 6 years or more, depending on personal circumstances and facts and everything. And so you take that over one, you take a look at that, just those few hours on one day, but then we had multiple layers of complexity that ones may have, or something that can really stress. And maybe, I don't think you've had this, but I've had this happen to people. Sometimes the IRS files a tax return for you, and they can do that if they have information.
They don't got the information. They have to like somehow get it.
Yeah. Well, there's like, if you have certain forms that have been filed with income, mm-hmm. that gives them information to be able to file a tax return for you. And if they have those income documents, which W-2s, we're talking W-2s, 1099s, those kind of forms that people issue out, or if they work for, it may not happen so much in the massage industry, but there are a lot of industries where you'll get issued a 1099, especially if you like farming or trucking or something like that. And the IRS will go in and file a tax return for you is what they'll do. And they'll, of course, they'll file it in their favor. And so you get this bill. I mean, I've helped a client that had got a $400,000 tax bill because the IRS had filed a tax return. And so, boy, you should have seen how stressed they were.
That's very stressful, and I bet you they had to rebuttal that somehow or challenge it.
Yeah, there's a way you challenge it. Yeah, there's a whole process, which is the relief that I go in and I provide. Challenge it, because that does provide financial stress. And oftentimes it can keep you from getting loans for various business purposes or even personal purposes, because this can show up on credit reports. It can show up tax liens, all these things can show up when you haven't filed tax returns and the IRS has done this. So then those things happen, and then you get that letter, notice of lien from the IRS, or you get that notice of garnishment from the IRS, whatever the case, or from your employer. Oh, by the way, the IRS is going to start garnishing X amount of your wages. And it may not necessarily be the IRS. It could be the state of Colorado. In some cases, I've seen that as well. And I've seen it probably more from Colorado than the IRS, because Colorado is much more aggressive than the IRS is if you owe Colorado money. So it's good to keep these things in mind, because yes, I talk a lot about the IRS, but Colorado is wrapped up right in there too. And in some ways, they're even worse than the IRS. So that's why you often need tax help to get in there. But yet, we think about it, we're stressed out, our energies are off the wall,
not
out of sync,
circulating properly from the celestial bodies, and ground, and not able to get yourself really, truly grounded. Mm-hmm. Find that outside, seek help and knowledge, and hopefully they will basically be able to get more in tuned, so less stressed and physically, mm-hmm. mentally, so they can, you know, be not worry and put their stress and strain on the taxes. Like me, I'm not going to put my stress and strain on any taxes when I gather it. You know, it's all about and go at life and go at self-care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you do sound therapy. You touched on a little bit there, and you said something like vibration. How does that kind of work?
Oh my, and different people, different scenarios, different paths, different journeys, different things, different feels. It's just all about that. I do the meditations and through with my sound bowls. I also use tunings, forks that connect to the planetary bodies here we have in the solar system. Those are the tunes, the frequencies that I gathered. I also would like to get more instruments and more things. That'd be mm-hmm. great, right? But it's all about getting them to feel the vibrations. Because first, to feel vibrations, you have to hear vibrations. Mm-hmm. So I'll bring the tuning and the bowls to their ears mm-hmm. to get that feel. And then I'll envelope them and throughout the body using the tuning forks and everything like that and the sound vibrations. They first have to feel the vibrations in the ears mm-hmm. or they're mentally blocked and will not mentally be aware of the tunings flowing through their body mm-hmm. because they don't know it's happening. Because it's not something you can feel. It's something that you have to hear first, then hear the vibrations through your drums. And when it's basically these things are about 2 inches away. So they can feel that vibrations pulsating into their cranial. And then we go down with the vibrations through their body. And that's the process I do it. And then there's the tuning, there's the sound bowls, which basically reverberates throughout the entire room. I have an enclosed area, you can fit 8 people. And I also do it online. So hopefully, you know, people can, I guess, hear the vibrationals and stuff like that. It sounds wonderful. And they get the vibrations through that. But it's like all about just resonating with you, the earth, celestial bodies, to basically so you can be more in tune to yourself. And that way, when you awaken from this, you are still attuned to it. Mm-hmm. You're not just leaving it behind in the room that you just left. All right. You get your tuning forks, you get your sound bowls, boom, Tibetan stores, have them, go there, enjoy, get a bowl, get the heart chakra bowl, get the G note, get the A note, whatever sounds, you pick up the bowl, you bring it to your ear, and you do the tap. And if it resonates with you, you found it. All right. Every frequency is different for everyone. The bowls that I have, I resonated to make sure it resonated with me really well. All right. And all the tuning force resonated with me really well. But the tuning force don't resonate with everybody. I'll use probably one out of the few that I have, mm-hmm. you know, because I'll bring each one to each person on when they order my Ayurvedic massage. And I use tuning in that as well. And then I'll just resonate each one to their ears and see which one they prefer. I just out of 7. Okay. And they'll pick one out of all of those saying that's the one that I connect with. And that's the one I'll use throughout their body. So you just don't just have a therapist come in, just start doing it. You know, you got to make sure the client is resonating. Mm-hmm. So you have to find your resonating frequency and then do that frequency going at you with those frequency and sound machines. They do have those out there, or just get the bowls with that frequency. And to get the frequency, it's not a circular thing going that lowers and raises below the frequency. You have to tap it to get the actual 432 hertz. You have to tap it to get the exactly 18.325 hertz. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right. And you have to keep tapping it to keep that resonation, just keep going to connect to yourself. It will lower and the frequency would change over it as it basically dissipates. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's very fascinating. I like that because it's the tuning aspect of it, of finding the right fork of that and getting there in tune with their body and mm-hmm. so on. See, when a person comes to me for their tax issue, we've communicated a little bit, but because of the uniqueness of everybody's situation, in a sense, I got to use a tuning fork to look into the what their situation is. And then after I get a whole big picture of what they have going on and what program the IRS they can do, because it's not as easy as you hear these ads mainly on the radio, and I heard a few of them today through some of the local radio stations. It's not as easy as some of those ads make it sound. They sound like you can just fill out a form and send it to the IRS, and if you owe $100,000, oh, they'll just settle it for $100. It doesn't work that way.
Tell people to trust their instincts.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a whole process, tuning process I have to go through, and it's actually an IRS process, but when you follow the IRS process, you can get people tuned in to the program and the actual solution that will work for them, what they qualify for based on their circumstances there. So that's where it's, we do kind of have that connection in the sense that you're tuning them, finding in the right fork, the right frequency that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I come in and I go in and I tune and I use my own version of a tuning fork, I guess, come in and then go and find the right solution for them to do it. But then, as we talked about a little bit already, it doesn't happen in just one session. Complete healing doesn't happen in just one session. And I know it depends on the individual when you're dealing with the
depends on age, depends on how much they're into their activity, and you know, how much they're hunching into that chair when they should be forward folding instead. Mm-hmm. Stay straight, people, and stay moving. That's all I say. But you have to find that person's frequency, mm-hmm. you know, and resonate and help them and guide them to a better body. And I can get them up to 60 to 80% better in one session.
Hmm.
And you can't do it all in one session, especially if you only booked an hour. Come on, guys. It takes time. It takes amount of time to go in there and slowly work through things through each individual to make sure all their assets, all their paperwork is done inside those muscle fibers. Hmm. And you got to store it, accumulate it, put it back together. For muscles, you have to make sure you're separating from bundle to bundle and tissue to mm-hmm. tissue, taking out knots and tendons and connective tissues and tots and spots and stuff like that. And you have to do one at a time, and then all at a time, then one, two at a time, you know. And then you have to move the arm and open it up and brand, just like mm-hmm. just, and then get their whole body lifted and just like, you know, yeah. You have to do all kinds of things just to mm-hmm. get people to feel better. You just can't just fluff.
Yeah.
And you cannot just buff the paperwork saying, here you go, looks freaking good on the outside, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't work that way. You have to dig. You have to get mm-hmm. in there. A Swedish massage does not cut it. Feels great and it's comforting, but you're not going to get the proper therapy if you don't have someone knowing how to truly mitigate the paperwork,
mm-hmm.
the muscles.
And yeah, and the muscles and paperwork. And see, this is one thing where I'm mitigating a lot of paperwork there. And this is where the person, the taxpayer that I'm working with, they have to make sure they get me the right information, or all the information, their current financial information. So just as you dig deep into them real physically, I have to dig deep into them financially. And I also have to get records from the IRS of what income and what the IRS has and what notices that they got from the IRS to understand exactly where the IRS is coming from, what they're doing. And guess what? The IRS does make mistakes.
Tools make mistakes.
Yeah.
And IRS is a tool.
Yeah.
And that's all they are. And you got to like basically mm-hmm. go and find that tool that they have and every single under tool that they have to work mm-hmm. through them. I have tools. I have stones. I got geisha tools. I got all kinds of things. Red light therapy cupping. I got stones, lots of stones. I got to go gather them over the last 16 years. They work. They work out muscles. So you have to find the information and then make sure you put it together for mm-hmm. them. And hopefully everything is good after the end and it's all yeah. done and it's all great. And they're like yeah. feeling relieved, mm-hmm. you know, that's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. As we go through it. Yeah. Cause it's, and sometimes, especially in the beginning part of it, it takes certain effort from the taxpayer, or the client that I work with themselves to provide me with what I need to be able to do it. Cause I got to take certain steps. They got to provide information that I can't get from the IRS. And then once I get that, I take it, I compile it, I can dig deep into it and come up with the calculation I need to come up with. And then we got to sit back and say, okay, here's what the proposed solution is for your particular problem with the IRS. And maybe it's a offer and compromise, or maybe it's an installment agreement, or could be something else. But though each of those items require certain documentation, and it's not just fill out the form and send it in. Yes, you got to fill out a form, but you got to also support what you put on the form. And there's standards that the IRS has that we have to follow as well in doing that. And then once we send in the form, a tool must work. Exactly. And so we got to wait for the IRS tool to work.
I kind of got you started in that.
And because we have to use the tool, and we have to go at the IRS. And see, the thing is, I can have my work done in a couple months, sometimes a month. It just depends on each individual client case. Sometimes 3 months. It just kind of depends what we're doing or what strategy we're pursuing. Because I'm sure sometimes you get going as you're working on somebody and you figure a frequency, you're going along there, but then somehow you got to make an adjustment, maybe in the type of treatment, because you figure maybe this other way is going to work better or something. Does that happen sometimes?
Every part of the body requires something different to do. And you get a therapist who's always doing the same thing, you're not getting healed.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what happens as we do with tax. Sometimes as we go along and we get the calculations going, we may have a delay because to do something better for the taxpayer, to come up with a better solution, we may need to go in and say, you know, you need to go and maybe, do you have this particular item? This is an allowable expense by the IRS. Go get it. And then after you have that enforced for 3 months, then we can use that as part of the documentation sent in, and maybe the person will qualify for the program or the better deal. That's where strategizing and changing comes along there. But we can get it done. But once again, as mentioned there, we got to go by the tool's timetable.
We have a time limit too.
Yeah.
Everyone gives us a time. You know, I understand that. You have a time to get things done. I have a time to get things done for them. It's all there.
Yeah. I get it done. Like I say, most of the time I can get things done 2 to 3 months, sometimes even a month. It just depends. I can get my work done. I can get it prepared. I have it ready to go. Have the taxpayer sign it. We submit the package to the IRS. And then we wait. Literally, we wait. I mean, it could be, we'll get usually within about 6 weeks, we get in a letter of acknowledgement from IRS. Oh, by the way, we received the application for an offer and compromise. We received it. Now, it could be 180 days before we get back to you.
No, that mine's the opposite. That's the client doing that. It's like, oh, I'll get back to you next week, 3 months from now. And I have to start all over. Keep it persistent. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to make sure they are being persistent. Mm-hmm. Doing, you know, and you got to be persistent in the work and the file and the paperwork. Mm-hmm. I got to be persistent in my work and all that. But the client also has to be persistent, mm-hmm, with getting files and getting information, telling their life story.
Yes.
So you're not missing a thing that goes on the paperwork. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not missing a thing that's going on with their body, because if their body is not being healed, their brain cannot reconnect, which means their brain will never be healed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's it too, is that sometimes we can send in paperwork thinking, I can be thinking, okay, I should have everything. I guess I have everything. The client's provided me with everything. Then a few months down the road, because we're on the IRS's timetable, not our own, once we get them the paperwork, the person working on it says, oh, by the way, what about this extra car or extra house or whatever that they own? I'm like, what extra car or what extra house that they own? Turns out the taxpayer didn't tell me about it.
Oh my.
Which then creates another.
Oh, did you forget?
Yeah. Did you forget about this? Or, well, sometimes it's like, well, I had to talk about that. I'm like, no, I was pretty clear when I said I needed everything. You know, did you own this? You know?
Oh, that's the way it is. Clients come in and they basically, or once they book, they can have a little information to put in there, but, you know, mm-hmm, I'll see it. Or they'll tell me one or two things while I'm talking to them, getting their life stories and stuff like that. But once they get on the table, they're like, oh yeah, I didn't know about that. Yeah. There's a lot I don't know about. And a lot of people's bodies, they just don't know. The thing is, though, is their bodies, mm-hmm, you know, saying the IRS is the tool. Their body, our human bodies, is the tool. And we have, and for our tool to stay in shape, we have to chisel at it. We have to repair it. We have to make sure, just like every other tool, we have to condition it. Mm-hmm. We got to get the fibers and the tissues and the bands that's like running down and wearing down needs to be mitigated. And they don't see it that way. There's like, people don't see it that their body is just a organic tool. All right. Our brain is us, who we are. The body is not us, who we are. The body is what we presume to be by us, who we are in our brain. So, and I'm really hoping that people will get that and be in tuned with their body, in tuned with their mind, in tuned with their paperwork. and just make sure it all mingles together in bliss and harmony as much as possible. If you are, then you're going to be doing great. You're going to be less stressed, and tune everything.
Yes, definitely there. And see, that's where if you'd have told me everything up front, I wouldn't be stressed out trying to figure out how I'm going to explain this to the IRS. That, oh, by the way, they didn't tell me that. But when that does happen, once again, that begins a whole nother process, because we may have to deal with what happens sometimes, which is called a rejection. You get rejected for some of these applications, but that's not necessarily the end of it. There's another process you can do to go it, but then you provide additional information, you provide explanations, and it goes to a different officer that deals with the situation. And sometimes you actually do negotiate back and forth. It just depends on circumstances, just as you need to make sure as you go talk to Vernon here, as you're seeing Vernon, you need to make sure you disclose everything to him ahead of time before he starts his processes and working on you, because that's vital.
That's vital, but no one remembers everything.
That's true.
No one remembers it. It's just like that guy forgot he had a house. Yeah. I'm going to say, you know, just everyone, if they forgot that entry, they don't know, they don't remember 5 years old. They didn't remember they broke their clavicle. It's like they forget because they're not paying attention to it. Their brain is not registering it anymore. Mm-hmm. But once they're on the table and I put my hands onto that thing that you haven't felt in 20 years for the first time and I work it out, a lot of emotions are released. And they're having the most happiest moment of their life getting worked out for the first time. Mm-hmm. It's emotional.
Yes. This whole taxes are very emotional too, which is why probably sometimes they'll forget about an asset, which is not the best thing to do, especially if you're dealing with the IRS, but it can happen. As long as it's not a criminal type of action, you're in pretty good shape. I always tell people, you shouldn't be too worried about the IRS unless someone with a gun and a badge shows up. Then you know that's when you're in trouble with the IRS. And there's very few of them, so.
There's very no. They don't want to focus on us, right?
Well, no, that's usually like fraudulent. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's literally high-income taxpayers who did something. So it's not likely that there's going to be an IRS agent like that show up at your house. Unless you actually did do something fraudulent, but we don't need to go there on that there. But anyway, what we do just keep in mind is that there are processes to go through. And when you do, you need to make sure that you disclose everything to your massage therapist. Or to your tax person that's trying to help you resolve a tax issue so that all things can be done. Now, it can take, as I mentioned, it can take time. I worked on it was a case I had worked on for nearly 2 years before I finally had it resolved, because we got the paperwork together, we submitted it. It was almost a year before we got a response from the IRS, and that was a rejection. And then we had to go back and we had to file the next step, and we took that next step. Explaining everything, because the IRS in this case came up with assets that I'm like, we didn't even say that. And I visited back and forth. She says, no. Anyway, we actually had to go and prove that this person did not have those particular assets. In this case, cars. They had one car, but the IRS thought they had three cars. And we were like, no. And here's proof from the state of Colorado that they don't have three cars. They only have one car. And then once we got past that, and that was another 4 months. Once we got past that, and finally we got them. Actually, we got what we applied for. We just had to go to the next step to get what we applied for. So it can happen, but you just got to go through the process. And it can take 18 months from the time of submitting the documentation to when you finally get resolution from the IRS in some cases. In other cases, it can be faster. It just depends exactly what the circumstance is. Once again, it's not as easy as these ads make it seem with the IRS. It's just a matter of following the process. Going through the process, taking the steps, just as when you're getting your body healed, you got to go through a series of steps. You got to do the same thing in solving your tax issues there. I thought you had a comment there, Vernon.
I lost it.
Yeah.
Understandably, taxes are a pain. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Now, you know, my comment was, I just brought back memory, right? If you're just doing a W-2 job. Mm-hmm. Nothing else, no assets, no houses, not even a car. You're someone on a moped, not even registered, you know. It's like, and then you do the online tax thing, you're not going to pretty much ever get repercussions because it's not. But when you own a business and you got homes, you got multiple cars, a boat, motorcycles, you better go find that tax person to do your stuff and get to know your tax person, because you're going to have that person for every year until you're retired, pretty much. So you want to find that person. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that guy, or everyone's a guy, does good for you and makes sure you get the refund that you need. And there was no IRS withholding any information for a full year. Find your tax guy and tell them everything, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, if you know you forget something, make sure you tell them.
Yes. Also, actually, my recommendation always when you go, I mean, whether it's me or someone else, it's always good when you're looking for a tax person, make sure that they have some type of credential. Some people go like CPAs, and that's great. CPAs do great work. Myself, I'm an enrolled agent, or EA. Difference being, as an enrolled agent, I am licensed actually by the IRS to do tax returns. My little certificate on the wall says enrolled to practice before the IRS, so I can only do the tax returns, but that's why I do the resolution work, is because I can actually speak to the IRS on your behalf as if you were talking to them. And that way, you don't have to talk to them. I can talk to them, and that's why I'm working this field, because I like talking to the IRS to solve problems for people.
And that's the problem there. Us therapists and you, EA, right? Mm-hmm. We take on the pain that our clients are having.
Yes.
We take on the stress. And that's why we have to do our energies, do our Qigong, stretch. Just like yesterday, my knee gave out, and I just went ahead and spent all day playing video games and stretching and mobility and all that stuff, because I couldn't barely walk. You know, I'm old. <You know? laughs> And things happen to old people. So, you know, but the thing is, though, I focused on me. I did self-therapy. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling so much better today. I did everything I could for it, for my own, you know, what I could do for it. And that's what we have to do, and you have to do, is the self-care for your body, self-care for your mentality, and self-care for your spirituality. And any which way you could possibly do it, all three have to be together and feeling, you know, be like energetically frequencied together in harmony. You should be having your own matrimony within yourself, okay? And feeling great about yourself, so you can stay good posture, don't ever slouch, make sure you don't hunch your shoulders, you know, tighten your traps, squeeze it, get a Theracane, get your massage tools. I promote self-therapy, so I also have self-therapy guidance teaching for Theracanes, for peanut rollers, chirp wheels. I got it all on my YouTube, and if you want to know how, you want to learn how to get used just the lacrosse ball on your glutes, it's there. So it's all about self-therapy, because if you're healing yourself, and then when you finally go see your therapist, you're able to basically loosen up a lot more, and you're able to get more done because you desensitized yourself and basically got your energies together, and we're able to go right through there and work it out for you, so that way you can feel so much better. Mm-hmm. And we're going through less stress because you're not stressing, and we're not picking up on your stressing, because you're not stressing. And therefore, we're able to get the work done, and we're able to recuperate a lot easier as well. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it works. You know, you just got to do your part. We do our part and work together energetically, intertwining with our inner cosmos and everything around us, the surroundings and stuff like that.
Yeah. When I work with people, I really want them to work effectively with me in the same manner, in the fact of I have suggestions. Okay, this is what you can do with your business. This is how you can track expenses. This is how you can track your income. This is what you need to be doing. These are some tools that you can use to do this. That way you're less stressed because you know it's being tracked. I'm less stressed because I know it's being tracked, and I know it's going to be totaled up at the end of the year. And I always encourage people, because people always like to try to do, especially tax stuff and accounting stuff or whatever, they're always trying to save money and do it. But I always try to encourage people, when you can, as much as you can, try to have a professional work with you, because 9 times out of 10, the thing, whatever you do, type of work you do, instead of spending 10 hours a week worrying about your accounting, your taxes, or whatever, how much money could you possibly make in your profession in that 10-hour period in a week? Probably more than what you'd be paying someone else to take care of this stuff for you. So, but that's my professional opinion. I just think people, when you can focus on what you do best, and that Vernon and I do what we do best, everybody can have their energies much better tuned and be able to have a much smoother body, because we're all going to be in harmony.
You're staying upright. We're staying upright. Our energy is fluctuating properly between our chakras and our gates that connect us to the cosmos. our meridians are basically pulsating with the proper frequencies, and we're just feeling great, and we're just turning in paperwork feeling great, and he's smiling at you, we're smiling at each other, we just flip through the paperwork feeling great, and we're not stressing over it, we're not trying to rush through it, we're just making sure the process is processed properly. All right, beep, beep, beep. So we want to have that fluctuation. We don't want no fluctuations. No fluctuations. We don't want with energies going left and right and chaos and anything like that. As long as you're breathing and you go breathing and you're feeling great breathing. And I feel great right now. You know, here's my paperwork. Thank you. I'll see you. Let me know if anything I forgot, and I'll let you know if I forgot anything. I'll get right back to you. I'll email it to you if I have to real fast. And, oh, yeah. And that's just basically how you should be a bliss with it. Just jive, be vibing and feeling great. That's what I do when I get my paperwork together. I'm not getting frustrated. Yeah, it's boring, but I put on music, you know, and I just like go at it. I throw on some TV show, whatever, on the background. Focus. Make sure you have something in the background, white noise, something. Don't stay silent. Your brain will overthink and stress. If you need silence, that's okay, because some people can't think while that stuff is running and they need to focus on the paperwork. So when you do that, don't slouch, stay upright, fourfold into everything, be loosey with the Qigong movements, you know, you're mobilizing like you're doing ecstatic dance in your chair, you know, like tensing, you're just keeping your trap and shoulders down, and your neck is all nice and bobbly like an egg on top of your shoulders, all on a pedestal, and you're just la-li-la-li-la. That is what you should be doing pretty much every day of your life. If you're doing that, just do that. Feel great. Feel the best. Be a bliss. Don't stress over anything, really. If you're starting to, immediately freaking get up, breathe up, do a moment of self-reflection, meditate first moment, and then get back into it. Say, I'm ready, and get back into it. And you start feeling that frustration. Just stop. And then get up, breathe through it, turn back. If you have to turn your chair around, look outside the window, paint a little, put your painting pedestal right there and start, turn your chair around, and start doing something constructive that's not work for just a moment, you know, and twiddle your thumbs, do some self massages, lay on the floor and do some rolls real quick, breathe up, boom, get back into it, because you're bending that back and you didn't realize it. You know, you're stressing yourself. You didn't realize it, and it's causing a mental stress because your body was stressed, and this is all correlating stress, and it's energy was stressed. So that we got to breathe. And I'm good. I'm blissful. And that's all it really takes.
And it takes not waiting to do your tax stuff until the last minute.
No, like, no, not that. Don't be me.
Well, that's a general observation statement, as well as what a recommendation here is that as we're recording this, it's October, and there's always this like crunch that happens. So if you haven't worked on your stuff at all for the year, I'm actually encouraging you, get started now. Don't try to do it all at once. Try to do a portion of it at a time, because one thing you got to keep in mind, it's better to keep actually something going through the year, because after December 31st, it's too late. I mean, we need to work together ahead of time. That way we can come up with some solutions, or just so you know where you are, as well as so that those tax payments or estimated tax payments, which the quarterly tax payments that people oftentimes make, especially when you're self-employed, it's really good to try to get into the habit of doing those. But yet there's other solutions as well, which is kind of get a little bit off topic, but yep, I'm always available for those kind of topics as well. So, but yeah, we want to resolve so our frequencies and energies can all be properly aligned there. Vernon, you know, it's been a great conversation here with you. I've really enjoyed this time here. So how can somebody reach you if they'd like to learn more?
Yes. My name is Vernon Burgess. My business name is Solor, S-O-L-O-R. It is Latin. It means I mitigate, I heal, I console, I assuage, and many other things. Solor LLC, a wellness clinic. And you can find that YouTube channel with the same name. You'll see me on there doing floating videos here and there when I feel like it. And I'll be doing lives as well. I need to get to 1,000 subscribers. Just started it. I got a bunch of videos up already there for self-healing, self-reflecting, self-body movement, all that kind of stuff to help you heal. It does work. All right. Just all you have to do is start on my Qigong body work day class one, class day one, and then do day two, because it was a continuation of that day one, and day three, which was a continuation of day two with extra breathing techniques. Day four, I kind of forgot that one, but do it anyways. Day five is lower legs, and day six is for people who are basically need to get on the floor and learn how to do stretches with the lower body, from doing ankle movements, ankle rotation, stretchings, dorsal stretchings, all kinds of stuff from ankles, knees, and hips. Day six, it actually focuses on upper body, and I can tell you everything about upper body, but that's going to be linked in this video. And that's basically in sitting and laying down positions as well for people basically who don't want to stand forever, like day one, two, three, four, 10 videos. But I have so many other things for self-healing, for a lot of different things. And I'll be doing a lot more videos. When I go live, I'll be teaching on how to actually do self-therapy on oneself through mitigation with your own hands, stones, tools, whatever there is. Help me do that. Appreciate that. I'm located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Do live meditations every once in a while. So I hope you guys hit that up and watch it and sit down and breathe through with the rest of us. Thank you. And that's it for me, man.
Hey, thank you, Vernon. It's been great. Because as we close today's episode of the Tax Answers Advisor, remember this: every step you take toward resolving your tax challenges is a step toward freedom. You deserve peace of mind, not sleepless nights. Remember, the fear, the pressure, the uncertainty, it doesn't have to define your story. With the right guidance and care, you can move from stress to strength, from confusion to clarity, and from worry to confidence. I'm Marcelino Dodge. It's my mission to help you heal financially, just as Vernon's is to help you heal up emotionally and physically and in other ways. You're not alone on this journey. Keep that in mind. When you're ready to replace your tax stress with calm direction, visit taxreliefcall.com. Let's talk. Let's start your path to resolution and reclaim the peace you've been missing. Until next time, take a deep breath.
Take a big deep breath.
Big deep breath.
4 seconds in and sigh it out.
And remember, relief is possible, and it begins with one call.